Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast going to be sunny today, high around 77. Kenosha right now is at 60 degrees. It's 58 in Burlington, 63 Milwaukee, 62 in Racine. Two emergency situations last evening with small children in Racine for which police are investigating. First involving about a 1.5-year-old girl who was found alone in a car seat in a vehicle in a parking lot. Forced entry made, fire department paramedics taking the toddler to the hospital. She was heard crying but described to hospital staff ER as warm and dry to the touch. There was a second incident, this one more serious, a dog attacking a 1-year-old at a home on Jerome Boulevard. It resulted in serious head injuries. Paramedics indicating nose cartilage was visible with heavy bleeding. Child's left eye was in danger. Flight for life brought in for the victim. The dog reportedly taken to the Wisconsin Humane Society's facility. In Kenosha, meanwhile, yesterday afternoon, a 5-year-old child airlifted to a Milwaukee hospital after being hit by a car outside of Curtis Strange Elementary School at 54th Street and 49th Avenue. Police Lieutenant Brad Hetlett says the child ran into the street, was hit, and then was briefly pinned underneath the vehicle. A police officer and a citizen utilized the jack from the trunk of the vehicle to raise it up and then free the child. Flight for Life landing at Forest Park Elementary School, picking up the child who had reportedly suffered some broken bones. The driver of the car, meanwhile, cooperative. Kenosha Unified's Tanya Reuter noting that the injured child, not a student at that school. It was similar to a candlelight prayer gathering held by the Racine Interfaith Coalition that after tragic deaths in the community. The Women's Resource Center of Racine calling the public to Burlington's Echo Lake Park to remember the mother and son who recently died in a domestic violence situation with a fire and house explosion. Executive Director Sherry Griffin said that dealing with the emotions of losing Kimberly Howe and Nick Chalkin at a gathering like this, it can start the healing process.
As the domestic violence agency, we want to be sure that we recognize this important time for the entire community, and that we recognize that a time like this can leave many with many emotions, leave many with questions, and most times leaves many with a simmering anger about domestic violence and the toll that it can take.
Pastor Ebenezer Insor from Burlington United Methodist Church suggested tragedies like this test people's faith because of so many unanswered questions.
And in the course of looking for answers, what comes to mind is, what could I have done? Did I know? And so all these things come to the forefront in our anxiety or quest for the answers. But in the midst of this, what reminds us is, it's all about what? Life. And who gave us this life? It is the one and only Creator.
At no point was Craig Lambert's name spoken, Howe's live-in boyfriend for so many years, whom the Sheriff's Department says shot and killed Howe's 17-year-old son before his actions then took Howe's life and his. In Madison, fire investigators say an explosion and a fire at a metal recycling plant was accidental. Cause has not yet been determined. The fire chief there, Steve Davis, noting any evidence got destroyed. Flames burned for nearly 7 hours at the All Metals recycling location. And Milwaukee police looking for suspects after more than 100 cars were broken into in several neighborhoods. Thieves hitting the vehicles in downtown, the east and south sides, along with Bayside and Bayview Wednesday night into Thursday morning. It's unknown if all those break-ins are related. U.S. Senate candidate Russ Feingold greeted in West Racine by a large enthusiastic crowd at Wilson's Tea and Coffee Shop over the noon hour, part of the Democrats' latest tour of all 72 Wisconsin counties. He's, of course, trying to defeat Republican incumbent Ron Johnson in the November election. Feingold telling the crowd that after Democrats take control of the White House and the Senate, bills will be drafted to increase the minimum wage, create family leave, take care of the nation's veterans, and help seniors on Medicare.
Older people, but others are worried sick about the cost of prescription medicine. It's one of the worst things that's going on. It's completely out of control. But we can do something about it. We can reduce the cost of the medicine, and we can save the federal government a ton of money by passing a bill and sending it to that Democratic president that would provide that the federal government can negotiate lower drug prices in Medicare.
Feingold critical of what he called the hostile corporate takeover of Wisconsin by the Koch brothers, whom he said have taken control of all levels of state government and now have even higher goals. Democratic candidate for Racine County District Attorney Thomas Binger going to be holding a listening session at the George Brain Neighborhood Center next Wednesday. It'll begin at 6:30 p.m. He's running, of course, for the job being vacated by Rich Schapetti, the other candidate in the election this fall, Trish Hansen, the current deputy D.A. Mount Pleasant's Personnel Committee's got a special meeting coming up this afternoon. It's to deal with what the agenda for a closed session says is administrator contract clarification. The administrator, Kurt Wallen, the former Racine police chief who was hired in May of 2013. There's DNR money available to replace old lead pipes, not only in the right-of-way for communities, but also onto private property, not allowed in the past, but for which the city of Racine is expected to make an application soon. Utility General Manager Keith Haas telling the Waterworks Commission city might be eligible for $500,000. Mayor John Dickert noting it's a problem in many communities all across the state, and some help in Madison could allow it to be better addressed.
We are trying to introduce into the Public Service Commission this year legislation that would allow us, working through the PSC, to actually put this on our long-term bonding for the rest of the cities throughout Wisconsin, so that we can get this done and on a regular basis when we're redoing roads, and then we get all the lead taken out.
If the state money is received, the city may also have anybody who's contacted about replacing lead pipes to their house and refusing the offer, maybe signing a waiver releasing the city of any liability. Coming up next Tuesday, a meeting at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall to allow property owners to discuss the issues connected to the severe erosion eating away at the bluffs on Lake Michigan. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says the purpose, develop a common understanding of the problem and the options available to the residents and affected municipalities. That meeting next Tuesday at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall, beginning at 5:30 p.m. And the joint UW-Parkside UW-Milwaukee Nursing Program will be accepting more students beginning with the fall semester in response to a need for more nurses in the region. The UWM Undergraduate Program Committee approving increasing the number of students admitted each year by 25% from 32 to 40. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They are on our webpage. Just go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. At WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News. 7.